that's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Way past noon. Stood up and tried to focus. I hoped I wouldn't have to look far. I knew I could use a Bloody Mary, so I stumbled next door to the bar. And now I must confess, I could use some rest. I can't
I can't. in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Make your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A Senate vote on a debt ceiling deal is expected soon. The bill cleared the House last evening. It was anything but a party-line vote. In fact, more Democrats voting yes than Republicans. And noting that many Democrats did say yes to the bill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he hopes for more bipartisan cooperation going forward. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer confident of approval of the deal in the upper house of Congress before the end of the week. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart plans to resign Congress. The six-term Republican lawmaker cites his wife's health challenges. Next week, expected to see two more candidates enter the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Mike Pence and Chris Christie expected to make their announcements next week. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. More details, SRNnews.com.
Be real, retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
A shorter night, yeah, 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 yeah. Getting hot and the humidity's high, yeah, 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 yeah. The school year is ending and class is dismissed, yeah, 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 yeah. Spend my whole summer with annoying kids, yeah, 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 yeah. Need some sunscreen on my skin, yeah, 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 yeah. Can't believe it is summertime again, yeah, 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 yeah. It feels like it was just freaking April. Feels like it was just freaking March. What in the hell happened to springtime last Easter? Doesn't seem that far. I can't believe that it is already June, already June. I can't believe time's moving with such speed, got here so soon.
Don't we say this at the first of every month? I can't believe it's already May. I can't believe it's already June.
Well, June is kind of special. I mean, think about your whole life. You know, that first day of June is kind of a landmark day, you know?
It is. It's also, as we heard from Jimmy Buffett, the beginning of the, what do they call that? The blank beginning of the hurricane season, Is it arbitrary? I'm looking for a word here that...
I can't help you out. I don't know which word you're... I'm still stuck on breakfast.
We're babysitting a little pup in recovery.
Yeah.
At home, Mr. Gubb, who looked like a little Frankenpup. Quite a few stitches.
Well, I'm glad it's behind, it's in the rearview mirror now. And
I think he'd like to visit his cousin Chase.
Yeah, well, definitely.
This weekend.
We're going to do that, yes.
But above and beyond that, and I know everybody wants to know what the weather's going to be and stuff, but there's something even more important we need to acknowledge right now, and that is the birthday of one of the many people who makes great contributions to both of my shows here. We call them virtual producers, and today we celebrate the birthday of Mark Cumby.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Hey, happy birthday, Mark.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Mark.
Would you like us to sing your name on your birthday?
No.
Okay.
Hey, didn't he have a birthday last year? My gosh.
I believe so, and if I'm not mistaken, it was right around this time of year, too.
Okay.
It's amazing how that works. By the way, I don't know which birthday this is for Mark. And this message is not for Mark specifically, but as birthdays come and the years start to pile up, some of the things that guys used to do without even thinking about it suddenly become a little more challenging. There is help. It's called Montgomery Men's Health. They have helped thousands of guys here. And I've had a few who have confided to me personally what a difference, what a game changer. I mean, not just in their love life, but in their from the beginning of the day till the end with more energy, more vitality. Because those are medical conditions that need medical treatment. And Montgomery Men's Health, board-certified urologists, can prescribe the things that will restore some of that lost youth. And they've got can't-miss solutions to things like ED and stuff, again, that you cannot buy over-the-counter, that must be prescribed by a board-certified urologist. This is medical stuff. But, man, it may be the most important $99 phone call you will ever make. 440-3663, 440-3663, or visit MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com, and that is for anybody that might be celebrating a birthday today and wondering where your get-up-and-go got up and went.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Welcome to June. Welcome to meteorological summer. Welcome to the hurricane season. Warm and humid again today with a high in the upper 80s. Some of you had rain yesterday. In fact, I had a wet car, but no rain registered on the rain gauge. Partial sunshine today. Widely scattered hit or miss storms here and there. That'll be in the afternoon and evening hours, most likely, but not many to go around. Tonight's low 67. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, here we go with the dot, dot, dots. Sun and cloud mix, typical summertime pattern, isolated random afternoon and evening storms, few and far between with a high 91 Friday and Saturday, 93 Sunday, more of the same Monday and Tuesday, and you can kind of pencil that in for the rest of the summer. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy, 83% humidity. It's 71 at 614.
Guess what?
We are in a new month of June.
Where are your shoes?
This day, June 1st, National Go Barefoot Day.
Where are my shoes?
You won't need them.
Not today you won't.
Running around barefoot.
No shoes.
National Go Barefoot Day.
I hope y'all don't mind my bare feet.
What's with the bare feet?
Some of us like to work on our bare feet.
No place for bare feet.
It depends on how well your feet smell.
Flip those off. Let those puppies breathe a little bit.
Go barefoot. Day.
Showtime.
Let those puppies breathe. Oh, it's, I was talking about barefoot. I thought you meant something else. That sometimes are referred to as puppies.
No, not those.
Cute little puppies.
It's not that day.
Not that day. Okay. Thanks for clarifying that for me. So we really want to see a huge reaction because it is the first day of hurricane season. I came up with an idea this morning.
What a great breakfast presentation. This is all you, too. There is a Eye of the Hurricane breakfast special, And you can see the bacon feeder bands coming in.
Yes.
You can see that bacon eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the farm fresh eggs.
Slocum tomatoes.
Look how red they are. Oh, my gosh.
Perfectly buttered artisanal toast. So we would like to see 250.
We got to get 300 today. First day of hurricane season.
If we don't, it's going to be a long month.
There'll be hell to pay.
Yeah, we will not be happy campers.
This is great to promote your boom column.
Yeah, that should be out tomorrow, and it's kind of the history behind the News Talk
Breakfast special.
Yeah. And with pictures of some of the better ones over the years and some of them.
Too bad this didn't make it, you know?
I know. If I only, and it's too late to call up the boss, Jim, and...
I'm sure it's already gone to the printer, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid that column for Jim's already been set. But yep. There's plenty of other... And by the way, you will see Rich's name throughout this particular column, but in a different kind of way.
Not necessarily my weather skills, right?
Well, I did go into a little detail about the effort, the love you put into taking those pictures and adjusting the color and making sure it's just right. I mean, I walked by him one day. I swear I heard him tell a grilled cheese sandwich to say cheese. Smile for the camera.
Grilled cheese.
So, among things that we'll be discussing, our TV topic today, I just printed it.
It is the top 10 moments that make a vacation memorable.
Yeah.
You know, like those sunrise and sunset.
Sure. I can think of one offhand, can you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't always get that moment in a vacation.
Yeah, I know how life can be. Hey, we have something here. You remember Dickie Goodman, the guy that used to...
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a Dickie Goodman-esque take on Al Pacino's 83rd birthday. Or being a dad.
Big news. Al Pacino is going to be a dad again. And we have the exclusive interview. Tell us, Al, what does it feel like to be expecting a baby at 83?
Just when I thought I was out. They pull me back in.
When the baby is born, what will be your first words?
Say hello to my little friend!
How do you respond to people critical of your family planning?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
So you don't care about what the public thinks?
But I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
When you're changing your baby's diapers, what will your reaction be?
Hoo-ah!
Final question, what are you going to name the baby?
Attica! Attica! Attica!
Is Attica a boy's name or a girl's name?
Hoo-ah!
I guess mum's the word. Thanks again, Al.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! All right, we're at 6:18:19 news time. That worked out really well.
I got a headache.
All right, we'll be back in a few.
1819 News.
The anti-ESG legislation that was offered by State Senator Dan Roberts has cleared the state legislature and is now headed to the governor's desk for signature. The bill passed the Alabama House on Wednesday with no amendments added. The legislation would prohibit the state from entering into contracts with businesses who in turn do not do business with other companies based on environmental, social, and governance objectives. Proponents of the bill say it is to protect Alabama from woke corporations who are seeking to exert influence here in the state. Democrats argue that it would affect the state economy and deter large companies from operating in Alabama. The bill authorizes the state attorney general to investigate any violations of this law. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
Police in Asheville are still searching for a missing male teenager. 16-year-old George Glasner was seen this past Saturday near his home in Asheville. He was traveling on a blue bicycle. Glasner was then spotted on Sunday night in a forest green Jeep at a business in Moulton. Glasner is described as white, 5'8", 110 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. A Boaz man is charged with using social media to send lewd materials to an underage girl. 19-year-old Devon Abbott used Snapchat to communicate with a 14-year-old girl this past May 7th. Abbott is in the Etowah County Jail on a $75,000 bond. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media post that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
First, let's acknowledge the electrifying presence of our third man.
Texas A&M has the 12th man. We've got the third man.
The third man. The man. Jay Scott in the house. So the electrifying story, and this is because I'm hearing this and seeing this all over the place. The electrifying story is, that's not the budget deal. That's a piece of crap. We're screwed. But it's already June.
June means summer fun. But did you know June is also Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, National Safety Month, Effective Communications Month, Perennial Gardening Month, National Aphasia Awareness Month, Professional Wellness Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, Children's Awareness Month, Sports America Kids Month, International Children's Cancer Campaign Month, Rebuild Your Life Month, National Rose Month, National Candy Month, National Dairy Month, Vision Research Month, and National Rivers Month. So during June, if you've got a rainbow sticker on your bumper, be safe, talk, plant a geranium, be aware of aphasia, whatever that is, be well, avoid the sun, be aware of children that play sports, tell them to be safe, get good grades, and avoid the cancer. Make something of yourself, smell the roses while eating M&Ms, drinking milk, and studying the effects of glaucoma on a river. June, much more than the sixth month of the year in the Gregorian calendar. June means summer fun and a lot of other stupid too. June, brought to you by this station and the idiots that name every month for something hoping you'll care about it, but you don't.
People. Shut up. 6:23. So yeah, it is already June. And a lot of folks are taking time. And we've already started ours. We have a number of home improvement projects. Now, most of the ones requiring electrical assistance.
Yeah.
Like the services of the Certified Masters of Mr. Electric.
Did they already?
Those projects are already in the book and done, and we're so pleased. We have had at least six procedures, installations, repairs, activations, mystery solved, outlets that were decaying and rotting, removed and replaced with new ones. And every time they do something for us, they always give us the upfront price. That never changes. And then when we get the invoice, we see every single step of the procedure, so we know to the penny what we paid for. And their work is flawless. I mean, I always look at the Ring doorbell system. So easy, you can install it yourself. Well, I'm not yourself. So when they put in mine, guess what? It's been in there about 6 years or so, and it still works like a charm. Because they did it, not me. 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. Hey, who wants to run out to the printer for me real quick?
To printer? Yeah.
Can you do that? Oh, man, I'm sorry. I thought I would have time. But it's just so busy in here.
Hmm.
Oh, 30 seconds. Great. Well, we'll be good. We'll be good to go. Today is also an important date in musical history. We'll find out about that when we get to the cheap and trashy later this hour.
Nothing on the printer.
Oh, well, then they're okay.
I had some stuff. I mean, I had that I brought to you.
So maybe you
there was two pages.
Oh, here. It's with my newly printed driver's license.
How about that?
Five, we're hot.
Two, one.
A new poll takes a look at what the perfect summer vacation would look like. One of the things suggested is to do at least one thing that's unexpected.
Well, that same poll also takes a look at the top moments that can make a vacation memorable. A lot to talk about. Let's hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, well, morning. I don't think I can go into great detail on a lot of my most memorable moments. Back to you.
Well, if you look at my beach trips, you get a lot of sunrises, a lot of sunsets, a beach obligatory Rich and Chase picture, food pictures.
You are the most amazing photographer. And by the way, you're all featured in my magazine column coming out tomorrow in Boom about the breakfast specials, because he works that like, I mean, how about he was that? Shooting centerfolds.
How about that hurricane breakfast this morning with the...
Well, Riley, what did you think of that?
That was pretty nice, and I think if I had that on vacation, it would be fairly memorable.
How was that? Cat 2, Cat 3.
It was Cat Good.
Special upgrade for
Cat
that.
Good.
Yeah. Look good.
Yeah, excellent. So what about you guys and vacations?
Well, I will tell you, for me, the perfect vacation involves five things, I would say.
Okay.
Great food.
Yep.
It involves golf. Yes. It involves fishing. Mm-hmm. It involves sleeping late, and it involves one of the things on here is like visiting a famous landmark.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Make sure I go to see something I haven't seen or touched before.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing the New York City skyline for the first time. But the one moment I remember more than any other, it was on a Griswoldian family vacation many years ago when I was a kid. But we came around the bend. We were in South Dakota. We came around the bend of a mountain, and there was Mount Rushmore. I had seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things you really have to see.
Iconic moment, yeah.
To be impressed. And we even ate at the same restaurant.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I've never seen Mount Rushmore before.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to think that they were able to sculpt these busts into the top of a mountain. It took a long time, but it's...
They talk about running jokes, too. The running joke when I was in New York with my niece and her husband was Apple stores, because I needed various things, and so we went to three Apple stores, and so it became a joke about, okay, Rich, when are you going to go to an Apple store again? So you just had to be there, though.
Now, Jay, you've traveled some. You've been to places I haven't, like Seattle. What are some of the memorable moments for you in there?
The weather.
Yeah.
In August.
How about
it's
that
a big
mountain
shift?
That big mountain too, right?
Yeah. The mountain's nice, but that weather is fantastic. And at the end of August, compared to here, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in L.A. And in L.A., there's so many iconic. The Hollywood sign is the Mount Rushmore of the West Coast.
Yeah, sure.
You've seen it in 1,000 movies and pictures, but until you see it. And it's always present, you know, no matter where you look in the valley or what part of it you're in.
Yeah.
Another memorable moment is going up. What's that road in San Francisco?
Lombard Street.
Lombard Street.
Yeah. The curvy street with the flowers.
People
in the
that live there must hate it. Cause
like, where is it? All the curves.
Yeah. And the flowers in
I
the
tell you what, Greg, one thing that I will never forget, I always remember great food on vacation.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
When I was in Miami last summer, I ate authentic Cuban food in Little Havana.
Yes.
Greg, have you ever been to Miami?
I was there for 25 years. Did I ever mention that before? Were you guys?
I don't think I've ever heard this before.
I think the restaurant was called Versailles.
Yes.
Yeah, which is French. Hey,
that is the real deal. That is the real deal.
Hey,
Cuban
Jerome,
food is so good.
If you're ever in Tampa, Ybor City is a little part of Tampa with authentic Cuban food.
Okay, that's true. But when you're in Tampa, if you don't go to Burns Steakhouse, you have wasted your trip there.
Oof.
BYRNES.
It's funny that you guys bring up Tampa, because that's next on my Florida list. I've never been to Tampa.
The Bay Area is great. Sarasota, Clearwater. Yeah.
Now, Jay did bring up an interesting thing that can be memorable is the weather, because, you know, usually we'll go to Gatlinburg in December, and, you know, we had that huge, historic cold snap. When we left to come home that morning, it was 5 degrees.
My. Whoa. Ooh.
That's memorable.
That'll freeze your pigeon forge.
I have some friends that got caught in a snowstorm in Gatlinburg, I guess, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And they said it was great, you know, they were snowed in and they just found stuff to do in the cabin all day until they could move again.
Jerome, I'm going to New Orleans for Father's Day. What restaurant or two would you suggest?
Well, you got reservations at Commander's Palace, is that right?
We can do Commander's.
You have to try Deanie's if you like seafood. Mm-hmm. Try Deanie's.
Yeah.
Deanie's, Superior Seafood.
Yes. I was there. We did that one last time.
Right.
Loved it. Absolutely loved Superior. Okay. It was great.
Superior?
Yeah.
And rode the trolley. That was fun, too.
Also, if you could get over to the West Bank and go down Highway 23, there's some great seafood and barbecue restaurants. If you kind of get out of that tourist area.
Right. Yeah.
And just throw a rock somewhere, you'll find what you're looking for. Get you a hot sausage po' boy and a roast beef po' boy. Ooh. Open face, delicious.
And grilled oysters were good at Superior, too.
Yeah. The French market? Central Grocer.
French Market.
Enfilada.
Yes, that's been recommended too, the enfilada. I did the beignets and coffee at Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
and, stuff.
Also, I'd like to throw in a little Mount Rushmore joke. I've been holding this in since he said it.
Okay.
You know, before the faces were there, the view of Mount Rushmore was unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
See what he did?
See there?
Because it sounded like, that word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
He didn't grab it here, AJ.
Before we get out of here, Jimmy J's. Check out Jimmy J's for breakfast. It's on Conte Street in the French Quarter. You'll love it.
That's what we need, a breakfast place.
Brennan's for breakfast. That's expensive.
Jimmy J's, I'm writing
that
down.
All right, we'll see you on Friday,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
All righty. Happy June.
To hear more, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m.
Not that I want to pat ourselves on the back, but that was one of our best
that was good.
Segments with them. Everybody got some good. And that joke.
Unprecedented.
I mean, you wouldn't expect to hear humor like that on this show, would you?
No.
Corny. Oh.
He's always got a surprise, like Statler Brothers music and stuff. Like, he's always got some surprise.
Mark Cumby, whose birthday is today, says, thanks, Greg and Rich. I am 51. And he says he has no problems. That was just a coincidence that spot ran next to your birthday.
Led right into that.
We were talking about other people's birthdays and not studs like you, buddy.
But isn't it like us guys to point out, I don't have a problem with that.
Of course. We're so macho, right?
I don't have a problem.
All right, let me get a word in here for Jack Ingram as we begin a new month there, and we'll start June at Jack Ingram with Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. Let's see what's happening there. Oh, by the way, they have 511 cars. They keep building the inventory. A lot of folks shopping for cars, for first-time drivers, for kids getting ready to go off to school, and of course, job one there is to make sure you find something reliable. But if you've always had the Mercedes dream going on, do you know that you have one, two, three incredible, including an SUV, the MC, a GLC, and a C-Class, all of those vehicles at Jack Ingram are available well under $400 a month. The online deal, if you take that, you can get yourself that C-Class Mercedes. It's a 2015 with low miles, $323 a month. And it's a car that stands the test of time well. Now, my daughter loved her. She had it for 4 years. And the only reason she doesn't have it now is because the roads in New Orleans are so awful that she felt it would destroy the car. So she went with something with a little height and a little room off the ground so you can bounce over that broken pavement. But I loved it. And it was fun to ride in as a passenger, too. They've got the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class convertible, And that is well under $800 a month, and that's a beauty. That's absolutely a beauty, and let's keep scrolling down. They got a Sprinter in stock, new G-Class, C-Class, and, well, several Sprinters in stock. That's the official vehicle of Newstalk 93.1 FM. And just checking the 2020. Wow, the 24s are in already.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It used to happen in September.
Mercedes-Benz GLC and a 24 two-door sedan are now in. You can call and get the price of Jack King or Mercedes-Benz, along with five other great brands, Nissan, Porsche, Volvo, Audi, and Volkswagen, plus the value car lot and Tip Tames and his team at Signature. Please mention News Talk 93.1 FM when you visit jackingram.com. We'll be right back with the timeline.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We're looking really good on the interstates this morning. No problems on I-65 or 85 all the way through central Alabama. A little bit of early morning traffic on Highway 31 now out of Prattville, and we're busy Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson and Highway 231 in from Wetumpka. Other than that, looking really good everywhere. Incredible values at Premier Place, Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Candace Cobb with HealthStar. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with our friends at Blue Water Broadcasting. The Blue Water team is a mainstay in our advertising, not only because of the success of our campaigns, but because they truly understand what being a local business is all about.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The FDA approved Elon Musk's brain implant. Before you stick one in your head, remember, his cars combust and his rockets explode. Miley Cyrus says she won't tour because she hates getting ready in locker rooms. An odd statement for a woman who likes to lick everything. U.S. job satisfaction is at an all-time high. Unless you're Johnny Depp's dentist. In that case, things are kind of stressful right now. And today is New Year's Resolution Recommitment Day. Or as the average American knows it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
6:39 with the timeline for the first day of June. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
I want to thank the birthday boy, Mark Cumby, for his new take on our breakfast with Invest 91L out there in the Gulf of Mexico. You have to check that out. It's on Greg's post. Just scroll down in the comment section.
I'm going to add it to the top.
So oh, cool. Nice. It is too good. All right, so it is June the 1st. It's the 152nd day of the year. 213 days are left. First day of meteorological spring, first day of hurricane season. Today is Pen Pal Day. It's National Moonshine Day. Moonshine Day. Baby Boomers Recognition Day.
Yeah, where's our recognition?
Yeah, well, that breakfast was, I recognize that, boy. And tell Steven it's National Dinosaur Day. Oh, and of course, we found out it's National Go Barefoot Day. Yeah, barefoot in the park is nothing wrong with it. In 1792, Kentucky became the 15th state on this date, 231 years ago. Exactly 4 years later, Tennessee became the 16th state. 1796. On this date in 1813, the U.S. Navy's official cry, battle cry, "Don't give up the ship," was first shouted. Mortally wounded Captain James Lawrence, commander of the U.S. frigate in Chesapeake, thank you for your service.
By the way, I added the, it looks good, doesn't it?
It does. Look at that.
And we're up to 42. Maybe we can hit 300 today, do you think?
Okay, well, I think Mark deserves a lot of credit there. So happy birthday, birthday boy.
Oh, we can do better than that, Jed.
Please clap.
Now you're special.
We talked about snowfall on our TV segment. On this date in 1843, lovely Cleveland, Ohio, Buffalo and Rochester had snowfall in June. Mm. 149 years later, in 1992, Vanessa Williams would write a song about sometimes the snow falls in June. Hmm. 1859, Big Ben goes into operation in London, located on top of the 320-foot high St. Stephen's Tower. It rings over the House of Parliament in Westminster, London, at the top of the hour. 1879, Madison Square Garden opens, named after the fourth president, James Madison. He was a short guy. 155 years ago, in 1968, James Buchanan, the 15th president of the U.S., died in Pennsylvania at the age of 77. Our only unmarried president. There's been some stuff said about that.
Like what?
Oh, that he's unmarried.
Oh, maybe that he just
didn't find the right woman?
Yeah, something like that.
Or maybe he found... 85 years ago, in 1938, Superman appeared in the first issue of Action Comics. In 2014, a copy of that sold for $3.2 million, highest price ever paid for a comic book.
Jay, you remember the story a few years back where somebody was tearing a wall out of a house?
And
there was a copy of that.
And they found it back there for some reason.
Yeah. Why would you put it...
The value of that little discovery paid for the house that they were building.
I would say so. 1859... The Battle of New Orleans in 1814
took a little trip along the Mississippi to the mighty Mississippi.
Something like that.
Little bacon and some beans. Peaks and blew the ass off an alligator.
In Italian New Orleans.
Yeah. There you go.
Fired our guns and the British kept it coming.
And they went...
Puff the magic dragon.
Lived in New Orleans.
1961. Regular FM stereo broadcast begins in the U.S. And at first, they didn't know what to do with FM. So they put elevator music on it. And then people would always say, that's FM music.
Yeah. A lot of people thought it was illegal to play anything but classical music on FM.
I'm laughing because FM stations used to have automation, and crappy automation, by the way. And they had a reunion of FM stations, and it was a bunch of automation systems. So.
Yeah, when the Great Migration though began to FM, it was like, this is where the cool people are now. And I turned it into an adjective, like, that's not a very FM thing to do, man.
Right, right. There was a station in Boston that was an innovator, WBCN. 1964, the Rolling Stones arrived in New York to begin their first American tour. Their first show was at a high school in Lynn, Massachusetts. How about that? Now our song of the day. Here's one that we last played on June 1st, 2021. We saw these guys perform it at MPAC a few years ago at the Happy Together concert. Sure, it's a little bubblegum. Songs from Summer Series 1968, six kids from Newport, Rhode Island. Bob Cousill says they're singing about Indian Lake, Ohio, in Western Ohio. All right, whatever. It's a scene you should make with your little ones, so what do you say to get on that bus to Indian Lake?
You take a bus, Mark. Lakewood Drive, and you keep on riding till you're out of the city, where the air is fine with the sweet smell of pine and the countryside's pretty, and you see Dapple.
you make with those little ones.
1977 Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline is in the making. It's completed, by the way. 1980, CNN started broadcasting as the cable news network.
Now it's the communist news network.
39 years ago, 1984, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock was released. 91, David Ruffin, leader of the Temptations, he died of a cocaine overdose at the age of 50. Yeah, that'll do it. Speaking of death, Dr. Death died on this date. No, this is the day he was released from prison. I beg your pardon. 2007.
Kevorkian.
Jack Kevorkian. 2009, Conan O'Brien appears as the host of NBC's Tonight Show. Studio 6A in New York City. Birthdays, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, is now 27. Amy Schumer is 42. Yes. This is ironic. Alanis Morissette is 49. Isn't it ironic?
That's ironic.
It's one of her songs.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum is 50. Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones is 76. How old do you think Morgan Freeman might be today?
He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
85?
86. How about Pat Boone?
90.
89. Andy Griffith would have been 97 today.
Yep.
17 days till the first day of summer. No, I beg your pardon. 17 days till Father's Day. First day of summer is 4 days later. 33 days till the 4th of July, 94 days till football, and Christmas is 207 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I need a quickie here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
And if you need a quickie, let me give you some afternoon delight. Warm and humid today with a high in the upper 80s. Partial sunshine. Widely scattered hit or miss pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight, 67. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, same thing. Sun and cloud mix. Typical summer weather. Isolated random storms here and there. 91 Saturday, 93 Sunday. 91 Friday and Saturday. Right now, there's a few clouds. It's 71 at 647.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
How'd that Rich Thomas quickie work for you? And how about you there, madam?
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. All right, we have SRN News Replay coming up in the meantime. A nice so far. It is the first day of hurricane season, and we hope and pray we don't get hit by anything, you know, that's going to do a lot of damage to homes. But some of those thunderstorms, just those isolated cells, can produce downdrafts and heavy rain and high winds that can get under a shingle, and suddenly you've got a stain inside the house. Now, job one with that is to have that area traced and resealed. And Jones Brothers is the company to call because they played it straight for seven decades plus. Sure, they can replace the roof, but they won't suggest you do that unless you really, really need it. And they'll show you. They'll go through step by step why it's time. They also offer services like patio doors. They offer siding that is now not only looks better than your grandmother's siding did 40 years ago, but has insulation properties as well. To see it all, visit their portfolio of services with full pictures at jbroof.com or reach out by phone at 800-264-8009 for Jones Brothers Roofing. Here's your SRN News Replay.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate vote on a debt ceiling deal is expected soon. The bill cleared the House last evening. It was anything but a party-line vote. In fact, more Democrats voting yes than Republicans. And noting that many Democrats did say yes to the bill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he hopes for more bipartisan cooperation going forward. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer confident of approval of the deal in the upper house of Congress before the end of the week. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart plans to resign Congress. The six-term Republican lawmaker cites his wife's health challenges. Next week, expected to see two more candidates enter the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Mike Pence and Chris Christie expected to make their announcements next week. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. More details, SRNNews.com.
be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have a minor accident this morning. I-85 southbound as you approach Wall. Use caution there if you're headed into the city. Doesn't seem to be causing much of a problem. Seeing a lot of cars out of Wetumpka now on 231. We're congested at River Bridge, Redland Road, red lights. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson getting a little busy from that incoming traffic. And a little congestion along East South Boulevard. That's about it so far. Larry Liveoak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you, Wendell J., or Skipper, as we welcome Johnny L. to the phone.
Good morning. A while ago, y'all was talking about the song, The Ballad of New Orleans.
Yes.
You know there's two versions of that song.
Yeah, there's one for Britain and one for America.
Yeah, y'all listen to the British for this. It's hilarious.
We will make a note, Jay.
Yeah.
And I got to go to Food Alley and give me some Coca-Colas.
333 for the half-liter bottles, man. That's the best soda deal in town. God, I've been...
I'm by the case on those. Can't beat the price at all. Nowhere.
I have been, by the way, in a... I don't know if Coke's raised their prices or what, but man,
yeah,
I was in...
Yeah, they are ridiculous everywhere else.
I was in a place, a 24-pack of cans, and it was $11.99. Mm. And man, they were selling those for $4 or $5 a year ago. Johnny, thanks
but
for the...
The half-liter bottles at most of the stores... Yeah. Or $7. It's $7.97, I think.
I saw that because I accidentally had to go into a different store over the weekend, and I was like, why are you not at Food Outlet, folks? Thank you so much for that. And since you got me, thanks, Johnny, got me started, I may as well mention the rest of the specials, right? Not only is the $3.33 for the six-pack of half-liter bottles, those are sizable bottles, I can nurse one of those all day long. $3.33 Gatorade Thirst Quenchers. Those are $5.99 for an 8-pack of 20-ounce bottles. That's a great deal. The family size Raisin Bran by Kellogg's, $4.17 each. And in the meat department, first cut pork chops are $1.48 a pound. You'll save on everything in the meat department, I promise. And boy, when I go there on Sunday mornings, they have the prettiest fillets. Swear, you put them on the grill and you just keep turning them, check, you know, the interior temperature, and you can cut them with your index finger. They are that good, high quality. All of these prices are cost plus 10% throughout the store on everything, and then these weekly specials, you can also see them posted at the door as you walk into Food Outlet at 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, 720 East Main, west of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you Sunday morning, 7:30, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's June 1st, the greatest day ever. On the 1st of June, 1967, the Beatles released their revolutionary concept album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In other words, it was
over 50 years ago today.
Thank you. Have a great June 1st, the greatest day ever.
All right, I was setting up other things, and we're short on time, so no big show busy open today, okay?
Okay.
Da 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 da.
1814, took a little trip.
Danny Masterson found guilty yesterday in his rape trial, facing 30 years to life. Meanwhile, the L.A. District Attorney announced that Armie Hammer will not be charged with sexual assault because of insufficient evidence.
Yeah, but I bet he's not going to get many jobs here.
Oh, no. That's a career ender right there. Let's see if I can put this into family-friendly terms. Harrison Ford told the stuntmen to leave me the alone in the filming of Indy 5, the Dial of Destiny movie.
Oh, wow.
That's why he got upset during one scene when Stuntman tried to help him get off a horse. Hey, old man!
How old is he now?
87.
Wow.
As long as he's not, I'd rather have him on a horse than flying a plane.
Yeah, this is true. Landing on, that's a taxiway. That's not a runway.
Yeah, the runways are a little wider.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling says his haters are hypocrites because they've never cared about Ken before his Barbie casting. Really? We're getting into this now? If you do as well with Little Barbie as they did with The Little Mermaid, you won't have to worry about the hate. It comes out July 21st. I have a bad feeling about this. And I am not the only one who has a bad feeling about this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Him too.
Was never sure about Ken's sexuality.
Well, he is smooth, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the term. We talked about this yesterday afternoon. I'm just so excited that the offshoot of Sex and the City, called And Just Like That, will feature a cameo
from
Sarah Jessica Parker, or is it Kim Cattrall?
No, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, and they had a picture of it on the front of the New York Post yesterday, and I got to tell you, I didn't recognize her.
Oh, another one that's had so much work that...
Yeah, it looks like somebody stuck their ass up the end of a prune and pulled it in. I'm sorry, it's... You're going to do it, you should be aware that people are going to say, you look like that prune. Jason Sudeikis says Ted Lasso is done after 3 seasons.
I heard that, and that a lot of people are upset.
I saw a couple of scenes that looked like it might be interesting, but it'll be like Seinfeld. I'll get around to it.
For some reason,
It's 3 seasons. That's it.
I gave it a chance.
Well, if I wait as long on Ted Lasso as I did Seinfeld, I will be almost 100 years old. And it may not make a